In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In Philippians 4:67, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Maybe at the first time also too in my life that I come on Sunday, however I was a priest or not a priest. And the first time that I come to Sunday at the church and find the church is empty. How it's too hard to find that, and to find that the people, everyone staying at home to be safe. And cannot come to the church to join the divine ceremony and to take his body and his blood. Maybe we can think about these hard days. I know that today I have to continue the series of Our Father Who Art in Heaven. Yesterday night, during the week, it's very busy. So I try to think about I have to prepare the sermon. And I would think about what I have to say. I have to talk about Our Father prayers, or I have to talk about our tribulation that we have, or what I have to say exactly. And during the week, I was walking in a place, and I found like a senior, one of the elder men, he was walking also too, and he was stopping me, and he said, "Are you a priest?" I said, "Yeah." So he said, he looking to me, "Please pray for these days." And coming to my mind, also in Isaiah 26:20, when he said to the people, "Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself as it were for a little moment until the indignation is past." And I remember that maybe it's very hard time to find that all the people of the congregation should stay at home and do not come to the church. And the church which is we are praying, I will tell you exactly the priest in when we are praying the absolution of the priest. Some part from this we are praying this the absolution of the priest every single day. Take away from us all and from the world world death, inflation, plague, destruction, evacuation, the sword of enemies, the conspiracy of devils. Another part, raise, O Lord, a horn of salvation of your people by the sign of your life-giving cross. Grant, O Lord, your relief during tribulation, your help during hardships and disasters. Save us, O Lord, and save all those who are in distress. Heal the sick of your people. Another part from the absolution. O God, make the door of your church to be open for us through the ages, and until them all ages, have mercy on us. And this part is specifically when I close the curtain of the altar, I say the same. O God, make the door of your church to be open for us through the ages, and until them of all ages, have mercy on us. Sometimes I didn't understand the words. Sometimes we are praying, we don't know exactly the meanings of the word when we are come to the church. There is two messages actually I found from these tribulations. First message is to the world. Really, it's to the world. And it's coming exactly from the Revelation book. I will open with you the Revelation book, chapter 3, and verse number 17. It's the message to the angel of the church of Laodiceans. He said, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, and you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, and you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens my door, I will come into the and to him and dine with him and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And glory be to God forever, amen. You can imagine that exactly this is as a message to the world now from God. The world now thinking about, they are very rich. We are not need for God. Why I'm praying? Why is existing God? They are removing the cross from all the school. They are removing also the prayers. They are not praying. They are going to say, no, we are anti-Christ. There is no Christ. There is no God. And this is the message exactly. It's to the world. Now it's time. You are very rich. You think that you are rich. You're thinking about rich by science. You're thinking about rich by knowledge. No, Habibi, I am God who create everything. Small virus spread all the world, and we are in disaster. And that's why he said, buy from me, not buy from anywhere. You can imagine that God is sending a message directly to the world and say, please buy from me, not buy from any other. This is a message directly to over the world. But maybe the world doesn't understand all the world, the people doesn't worry that they don't know exactly what they have to do. One day I was in the hospital with someone, and we spent overnight there because we had an emergency. So it was like 8 hours. So I said to myself, okay, let's go walk in the emergency. So I saw a lady, and the lady said to me, oh, thank God that I see a priest here. So I was like, yeah, it's okay. I was walking only. So she said, can I talk to you a little bit? And we sit down on the side, and she told me, I have a pain for more than a month, and I have a tumor, and I don't know, is it a punishment from God? Unfortunately, this is the preaches that some other people said to the people, God will punish you. If you have pain, it is a punishment. No, God is love. God is existing in everywhere, even in this storm. When the disciples were like in the boat and there is a storm, Jesus Christ was sleeping. And so they said to him, hey, you are sleeping. What you are doing here? We will die. And Jesus Christ, like, he looked to them like, what you are saying? Why you are not believing in me? I am with you. I told you, I abide in you, and you are abide in me. Why you are scared? Why you have like you are afraid from what? From this storm, you are afraid about the recession, about the layoff, about what we will do tomorrow, about what we will have, about our kids, about the school, about the work. Is God is existing with me? Why I have to afraid? Look to today for today. What the Epistle of St. Paul said. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We are now in the war, but it's a different war. If we see a small virus spread over the world, killed a thousand of the people, you can imagine how many thousands of the people go to see in Italy and Europe, go in the States, go everywhere, you will see a disaster, a catastrophe with this small virus. But St. Paul said, if St. Paul come at these days and he stand over the world and say, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. There is a war and there is a fight, but I have to stand fast and I have to be strong, as St. Paul said. I see in the eyes of the people the fear. No, the man of God can be afraid from anything. That's why I have to say today, apart from our Father who art in heaven, which is give us our daily bread. If we are praying every day, single day, how many times, thousands, millions of times we are saying, our Father who art in heaven, and I'm asking him, give us our daily bread, what I have to be afraid. Even I'm afraid from what? From the diseases, from the illness. I'm not afraid from anything. The second message should be to us. He said, you are the salt of the world. You are the light of the world. I have to respect the law of what we have, the rules now, in from the government, from the countries, and I have to stay at home. But the problem, what I have to do? They said, okay, maybe I'm afraid about there is a layoff in my company. Maybe I will be out. Or the kids, what I have to do with the kids, they are staying at home, make me crazy. And the wife said, what I have to do? There is nothing to do now. And some people think about future. Oh, after this will happen, will end up. What we will do later on. Don't think we are thinking on. We are asking God, give us our daily bread. And daily, it means that He told me, I will give you for your day. Don't think about tomorrow. In the storm, believe there is God in sight. It's a time to go back to my home, and I will read for you what happened in the history. In the 11th century, Al-Khalifa Al-Hakim decreed the closure of all churches in Egypt for 9 years. He closed the churches over among all Egypt for 9 years, for not few weeks. No, 9 years. It was a time of distress of all Copts. One day, the Khalifa was walking through the street where Copts resided and he heard their voices praising and praying in each Coptic house. Then he said, open their churches and let them pray as they please. I wish it to close a church in every street, but today I discovered that when I made this decree, a church was opened in each home. This is our history in the 11th century. If we close the church because it's not, there is no persecution, there is a precaution because we have to take care about ourselves. We are not tempted God that we are coming to the church and some people said, no, God, we will, like, whatever he will do, he will protect us. No. We have to follow the rules. We are not tempting God. But also, if I close the church, I'm not coming to the church to take the communion, 9 years. I told them in the 11th century, 9 years. Now is the time of to stay at home and to move the altar from the church to the altar of my home. I have to find a time to pray with my kids. I have to build now a time to build my altar. I have to take my kids in my home and say, okay, let's choose where I have to build my altar. And we will do an altar. We can't go to the church to take the communion, but now we will build an our altar here and we will pray together. And instead of one church, for example, here, or four churches in Ottawa, I will find maybe 700 churches. This is the best now, the time of not only look to the news, how many people now attacked by the virus, or how many people died from the virus, and I look to the what happened, the recession, the economy. No, it's not the time to see all this news. The time now to pray to God and to worship and to do mitanias. This is what we have to do. You can imagine if we are here in Ottawa only, 600 or 700 families. If by 3 or 4, we have 1,000 people. If the 1,000 people do mitanias at least per day, 10 mitanias, how many thousands mitanias we are doing in per day to entreat God, to ask Him to remove this virus from the world. How it's amazing to stay at home and to close my door and to pray. Yesterday I tried to look to many things to prepare. But after like at 1 o'clock in the morning, or 2 o'clock in the morning, I thought to myself like, okay, I don't know what I have to say. So I was praying to God, God, give me the wisdom and the word. I don't know what I have to say tomorrow. When I was driving to come to the church, which is empty, there is no one is driving with me. And when I come to the church and I found the church, it's empty. And I look to all the pews at the church, it's empty too. I said, God, You said that your promise that You keep these churches open for everyone. Let's make these times, it's a time of repentance. I know very well it's a time that the devil tried to close the churches. He used some hands, like the virus, to close the churches. But no. Thank You so much that You keep me down a little bit and go to my home and to pray. If You're using this tricky, I'm using another one. Let's see what St. Paul said here in this for today. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, now we know exactly what we are fight for. Against who? Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. The girded waist is the truth. I have the truth that God is existing in everywhere. Even in tribulation and the storm, He's existing. He told me that. He promised me, abide in me and abide in you. And I took His Spirit inside me. He is abiding in me. So why I have to afraid from what? Why scared from what? Nothing will be moved me from the truth of that God is here with me. I'm trusting in Him. He's taking care about me. If we are talking about, we are contemplate about our Father prayer, and we said our Father, and the first day I said, Father. Father, it means the fatherhood is taking care about every single thing in my life, so why have to be afraid? Don't look now to the news. They have their own, the heirs have their own, like, everything. Yes, but we are respecting everything. We're respecting the rules. We're respecting our, like, how to clean ourselves. We are respecting the distance. We are respecting also to not come to the church. But it's okay if you are not, I'm not coming to the church. But in my home, it's another church. I have 700 in Ottawa churches. I remember when I listened to one of the sermon from Abuna Matta, when he was talking about prayer, he said, when I was young, when they have, I felt that sometimes in my family, when they have trouble, they bring me in the middle and said, repeat after us. And they repeat, and he repeats what they have to pray. He didn't understand, but he feel there is a spirit of God is existing because he is praying from the children. They are praising, and this voice is listening to God. God is listening to these voices. Let's keep our kids to pray. They are pure. And they have to know that it's not about the disease, about the virus, but at least God helped all the world and opened the church again to come back. I know it's hard for everyone. I remember, like, my son said to me yesterday, let's go tomorrow to the church. And I was it's very hard to say, no, Habib, you're not going to the church tomorrow. I'm going alone. Yes, it's very hard. But I told him, let's pray. So my request to everyone, please pray. Transform your home to a church. And instead of a church of St. Mary, of St. George, St. Anthony, or St. Mark, St. Mary of Egypt, or St. Joseph, and instead of four churches, we have 700 churches in Ottawa. Please pray a lot that God look to us with his mercy, when compassionate, to remove this virus from all the world, to protect over the, on the world. But also please pray that we, that God give us the time of repentance. Let's look to ourselves. How many times the church was open and we say, oh, I will go tomorrow. I remember last week, someone told me, Abuna, the church, I don't know if I can go to the church or no. So I said, I don't know that they will close the church. But I told him, please come to the church. We don't know that you will attend tomorrow or not. Come today. Think about the church, how many times the church was open, and you said, I will come late. And the people now, they're saying, can you tell me, Abuna, what the time of the gospel? Because I wanted to come before the gospel, right before the gospel. I don't know exactly who said that. Our church said, from the first minute when the Abuna opened the curtain and he say, Allah suni mes, osi osi opatir, everyone should be at church. It's another also to message to us. There is many messages we have, and we have to think about it. Let's teach our kids, let's teach ourselves that the church is main things in our life. It's life. Let's learn the lesson. And don't be scared. Don't worry about anything. Look to the history of the world. How many troubles and storm came to the world, and what happened? Everything is gone. God is taking care about everything. What about the who die in Italy, or who die in the States, or whatever about Canada? How many now affected by the in Ottawa by the virus in Ottawa, in Toronto? I don't care. I'm caring about myself. I'm follow the rules. I'm praying a lot that God remove this storm from the world. This is a time of worship. It's a time of kneeling. It's a time only to raise our hands and our eyes before God. Maybe it's hard, yes, during the Great Lent. That you can imagine that every day we have liturgy and now no one can come to the church. But I know very well that God will remove everything. But only we have to trust Him. Trust that He will remove everything. But trust Him also too that He is abiding me. Trust Him also too that He is taking care and He is carrying me on His shoulder. So I'm not afraid from anything. He's existing. Be assured from that. And read again today the epistle of St. Paul, Ephesians 6:10-24. And you'll see how St. Paul said that we are fighting against principalities. But we have to stand fast, and we have to know how to fight the devils. Again, please, to everybody, don't look to the news. Define times for prayer. Before, I had many times in the confession the people said, Abuna, we have no time to pray. Abuna, we have a lot of things. We have to do a lot of things with the kids, with our work. So God said, thank you. Okay, if this is a problem only, that why you are not talking to me, can you stay home a little bit? Can you stay a little bit at home and with your kids and let's talk together? This is exactly the message that God's trying to send it to everybody now. Pray. Let's know who is God. Who is the creator, the one to creator? It's a time for meditation. Go outside with your kids and walk. And also take with you a Psalm 91. And pray together. And let all the kids and the family know him by heart. Psalm 91. May God give us the peace inside our heart to surpass all this tribulation that we have in our life now. But mainly the tribulation has not come to my heart. It's only from outside. And God give me the peace to know who is God also too, and to focus more with Him and with my kids and my family, and to build a new altar in my home, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Amen. We believe in one God, God the
Father, Pantopator, Creator in heaven, unseen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God.
Begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and became man, who was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, the third day rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, he is coming in his glory, shows the living and the dead, his kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father, with the Father and sons, who worship and glorified, spoke of the prophets of our holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one about the remission of sins, we look to the resurrection, the dead, the life, the Easter, come amen. Ten gosh te volcha, ten te anastasis, ten yeremot, nem beon chente beon esneo,
Amen.
Amen.